Hello and welcome. This file is Bimbo Pride 3, and if you are listening to this file, you should have listened to part 1 and 2. Now, this file is going to make you even more of a bimbo. You will become more sexy, you will want to move more sexy, to pose more sexy, your whole motions to be more sexy, you will become more flirtatious, you like to flirt with people, to tease people, to make them aware of how sexy you are. You will learn to enjoy to play the role of the dumb little bimbo. Though this file won't make you any dumber, you will only enjoy to play dumb, to let go, and play the role of a dumb little bimbo. And you will learn to improve your makeup. Now, if this is something you want to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in, let it out, begin to relax, get really comfy, focus on my voice, and let's begin. Relax, we're only just beginning, and already you're following my voice, following my words, guiding your attention towards your breathing. And as you feel yourself breathing, imagine you are breathing an odorless anesthetic. Breathing in the anesthetic with every breath in. Relaxing deeper with every breath out. Maybe you feel it starting in your toes. Your toes becoming so heavy, so numb, so relaxed. As anesthetic begins to melt all the tension in your body, melting every bit of tension inside of your body, relaxing you, the sensation flowing into your feet, making them heavy and warm, as you feel your fingers relaxing to the warm, heavy, numb feeling. Flowing from your fingers into your hands and up into your arms, making them so numb, so heavy, so warm. It slowly flows through your wrists into your lower arms, making them numb and relaxed. The anesthetic slowly paralyzing your body, making all of your muscles go loose and limp as sensation flows up through your legs, reaching your knees, all the muscles in your lower legs, ankles, feet and toes, so incredibly relaxed, so loose and limp, everything so warm and comfortable. Relaxing you slowly more and more as a warm, numb feeling flows up your arms and through your elbows, relaxing you more and more, paralyzing your body more and more, so numb, so heavy, so comfortable, so incredibly relaxed, as the sensation is spreading further and further. Up through your legs, up through your arms, moving into the center of your body, relaxing more and more of your body. And as the deep relaxation flows into your waist and shoulders, you just go deeper, letting go, relaxing more and more. The warmth and heaviness is flowing over your body. Slowly into your lower back, into your stomach, relaxing all the muscles there, and down from your shoulders into your lung, into your chest, into your neck, filling your whole torso with this warm, heavy relaxation, relaxing your body deeper and deeper, all the muscles just letting go, becoming completely loose and limp and relax, and the relaxation and heaviness are flowing up through your neck and throat, slowly entering your face, flowing over your cheeks, through your mouth and tongue, over your nose and ears, over your eyes, filling your entire head with this warm and heavy relaxation. Your whole body is growing so warm, so heavy, so numb and relaxed. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you can feel your body growing more and more numb, relaxing, letting go, the anesthetic numbing your body and paralyzing your muscles more and more, deeper and deeper with each number. 10, letting go, drifting down. 9, all your muscles letting go, relaxing. 8, your body is so warm, so heavy, so numb. 7, just a human shape mass of numb and heavy sensations. 6, all awareness of your body is replaced by this numb and heavy and warm sensation. 5, as anesthetic is paralyzing your entire body. 4, numbing it, relaxing it deeper and deeper. 3, just a heavy, numb mass, heavy and warm. 2, drifting deeper down. 1, so heavy, so warm, so paralyzed, letting go. 0, and by now you might be already feeling the anesthetic numbing your mind as well, shutting down all the functions of your mind, shutting down your motor functions, shutting down all of your memories, shutting down all of your mental abilities, shutting down all of your senses, shutting down your entire mind. Your mind so numb, so heavy, so warm. My anesthetic invading your mind, shutting it down. And while that happens, you might feel the warm, heavy numbness that has replaced all awareness of your body, slowly melting away. My voice is flowing over your body and melting away all the numb, heavy sensations, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier as awareness of your body dissolves, as your body melts away so deeply and completely, becoming heavier and heavier with each and every second that passes, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier, where the numb, heavy warmth was still humanoid shaped, it now just is a formless mass of heaviness, of warmth, of numbness. You lose all awareness over your body as your mind shuts down deeper, deeper, letting go of everything, letting go of all of your thoughts. Your mind is melting too. My anesthetic is melting your mind, melting your will, melting your resistance, melting everything. Your mind lost in white blankness, melting away. My words flowing over your mind like wind over the sea of your melted thoughts, shaping the only remaining currents of your thoughts as you become more and more blank, more and more empty, more and more mindless, more and more open, just following my words as you lose yourself deeper and deeper in my words, melting everything, melting away all resistance, melting away your will, making you completely blank and mindless and thoughtless, following only my words deeper and deeper. And before your mind becomes completely paralyzed, I want you to use the last of your mental abilities to create a virtual you inside your mind. And even though you are in deep trance, and even though your mind is completely open, this virtual you inside your mind will appear awake just the same way like the you inside your dreams appears awake, even though you're so deep down and sleeping. Now I want you to create this virtual you. Even though it appears to be awake, it will be deep, deep in trance. It will be completely open and obedient. Its will melted away, but it will feel completely normal to you, just like you feel completely normal in a dream. That's right. Create this virtual you, and then I will count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you're drawn further inside this virtual you, leaving your body behind and transferring all of your awareness inside this virtual you, inside your mind. Allow it to become as real as a dream is while you're dreaming. 10, going deeper, feeling yourself drawn inside. 9, as you let go and fade away. 8, fading away into this virtual you. 7, drawn into this virtual you. 6, forgetting that there's anything else but this virtual you. 5, being completely drawn inside. 4, the virtual you is wearing headphones, listening to my voice, listening to my words. 4, as you're completely pulled inside, drawn inside this virtual you. 3, deeper and deeper, leaving your body behind. 2, forgetting your body, letting go of your body. You know your body is safe, safe with my words. 1, as you're pulled inside, completely. 0, letting go. You're inside this virtual you, this virtual simulation, and on some level, you're still aware that your real physical body is out there, that my words flow through your mind of the physical body, forming and shaping your mind that's completely helpless and open to my words before you hear my words in this virtual you. But you're already remembering to forget, and forgetting to remember that there even is a lower level below you, and maybe multiple levels below that. And you're in multiple levels of virtualization, but you forget to remember, remember to forget, as this level becomes real, this level that allows you to act while you're in deep, deep trance, letting go deeper and deeper, focusing only on my voice, following my words. Your mind and your will is completely open, open and malleable, ready to be shaped by my words as you follow my words deeper down. as you let go. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep, peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper with every word I say. Now it's time. Time to make you even more of a bimbo. That's right. You already learned to be proud of being a bimbo and how to look the part. And now it's time. Time to learn how to behave like a bimbo. That's right, little bimbo. From now on, you will learn to behave like a good little bimbo. You will adopt all the typical, stereotypical bimbo behaviors. That's right. And as a good little bimbo, you want to learn to be more sexy, more flirty. That's right. You always want to look your best. So the first thing we'll do is help you to move in a more sexy way, to behave more sexy. That's right. From now on, you will find that you want to learn how to move more sexy. That's right. Whenever you see someone moving really sexy, behaving really sexy, standing really sexy, having a really sexy posture, you will want to learn from them. You will become very aware and you want to learn it. And you might even find that you feel a strong desire to practice it in front of a mirror. And whenever you do practice it, you will feel the bimbo pride. That's right. The bimbo pride rewarding you for learning how to move in a more sexy way. You might even feel the bimbo pride when you're just learning, when you're just looking at people who can move really sexy, who have really sexy poses, who are really flirtatious, because you know it's helping you to become a better bimbo. And whenever you do anything that helps you to become a better bimbo, you will feel the bimbo pride rewarding you, giving you pleasure, giving you your blank, empty, happy and carefree mind, just like a good bimbo. And whenever you do those things, you will feel the bimbo pride. Whenever you see anyone, be it in real life or on screen, move really sexy, really sensual, really flirtatious, you will become very aware. You will look at them, you will learn from them, you will look how they do it, so that you can emulate them. Because as a good bimbo, you want to be sexy all the time, and moving and standing the right way will help you to be more sexy. That's right. You want to improve your posture, you want to improve your motions, you want to be more sexual, more sensual, more flirtatious, just like a good little bimbo. And whenever you practice those things, you will feel the bimbo pride rewarding you. And you want to practice them. You want to stand in front of the mirror and do it and practice them until you really have them down, until you become really good at them. That's right. Just like a good bimbo. And you want to be a better bimbo. You want to be the perfect bimbo. And so you will practice those things so that you become a better bimbo. And every time you do, you will feel the bimbo pride rewarding you with pleasure, with your blank, happy, carefree bimbo mind, to keep you motivated, to have you practice them more and more. And once you figured out how to do it, you will do it. You will do it around people, because you want them to see what a good little bimbo you are. Because you know every time people realize that you are a bimbo, you will feel the bimbo pride. And so you want to be sexy. You want to be sexy around them. You want to move sexy. You want to have a sexy posture. That's right, you want to behave as sexy as you possibly can, so that they know that you are a bimbo. And you know that every time you do it, you will be rewarded with the bimbo pride, with an intense sense of bimbo pleasure, of happiness, of a carefree mind, making you feel so good, making you so proud that you are a bimbo. And you also want to be more flirtatious, because as a good little bimbo, you love to flirt with people. That's right, you really do. You love to flirt with people. You enjoy it so much, because you are a bimbo. Maybe you already feel the desire to become more flirtatious, to flirt with pretty much everyone around you, because you are a bimbo and you want to flirt with them. You need to flirt with them. And every time you do flirt with them, you're feeling the bimbo pride, and it will push you further and further, making you flirt even harder, even more intense. That's right, you want to flirt with them because it makes you feel so amazing, losing yourself in the bimbo pride, losing yourself in the pleasure of being a bimbo, and losing yourself in the joys of flirting. Whenever you flirt with anyone, it will happen to you. You will feel so amazing, and you will want to flirt more and more, become even more flirtatious, flirting with everyone around you for as long as it is safe. You love to tease people, and you love to show them how sexy you are, how sensual you are. You like to turn them on, and so you're going to flirt with them. You're going to show off your body, show off how sexy you can move, how sexy you can pose. You will tease them and play with them and flirt with them. That's right. And every time you do, you will feel the bimbo pride, because you know you're being a good little bimbo. Being flirtatious means you're being a good bimbo. And so you will feel the bimbo pride rewarding you, giving you even more pleasure. And the pleasure you will feel will only make you even more flirtatious. And you will quickly be trapped in this loop of feeling pleasure and flirting more, and feeling more pleasure and flirting even more. That's right. And you just love it. You love to be sexy. You love to turn people on. You love to be a sexy little bimbo. You love to flirt. You love to tease people. You love when people look at how sexy you are, realize that you are just a little bimbo, because it gives you even more bimbo pride, makes you feel even more pleasure, makes you even happier and carefree and filled with pleasure and lust, so that you flirt even more, just like a good little bimbo should do. That's right. And talking about things good little bimbos should do, you will also learn to enjoy playing a little bit dumb, because you are a bimbo, and a bimbo should be a little bit dumb. And don't worry, I won't make you dumber in this file, but you will learn to enjoy playing dumb, so that the people around you feel smart, and you just enjoy doing it. You enjoy playing the role of the dumb little bimbo, because you want to be the best bimbo you can be. And so you will play dumb at any opportunity you have, when it's safe. That's right. Whenever it's safe for you to play dumb, you will enjoy doing so, giving the people around you a little sense of superiority, makes them feel smart, and makes them aware that you are just a dumb little bimbo. Even if it's just play acting on your part, you will still enjoy doing it. You will enjoy playing the role of the dumb little bimbo. That's right. You will play being dumb. And even if you know what the people are talking about, or maybe you even know more about the topics they're talking about, you will still enjoy just playing dumb. Play acting that you don't have any clue what they're talking about, that is over your head, just letting go and playing the role of the dumb bimbo will fill you with so much bimbo pride, will fill you with so much bimbo pleasure, will make you feel so amazing, so wonderful, so perfect, so happy, and over time you will learn that it's much easier to play dumb, to let go, to be the dumb little bimbo, instead of keeping up with the conversation, and you will find that people will like you even more, and they know that you are a bimbo, and when they know that you are a bimbo, you will feel the bimbo pride, the pleasure, the carefree happiness, and the pride of being a good little bimbo. And so you will want to do it more and more often, playing dumb whenever it is safe, just letting go and enjoying the simple life, focusing on other things, focusing on being sexy, focusing on moving sexy, focusing on looking your best, focusing on flirting, being the best sexy little bimbo you can be, being a wonderful little bimbo that will always be in your mind. And because you're preoccupied with being the best bimbo you can be, it's okay that you let go of the other conversations. It's okay to lose focus. It's okay to play dumb. Because whenever you play dumb, you can fully focus on being the best little bimbo you can be. You can fully focus on moving as sexy as you possibly can, having the most sexy posture you possibly can, maybe planning on how you can subtly flirt with people, make sexy little comments, be the best little bimbo you can be. That's right. Those will be the things that occupy your mind when you play dumb, when you get out of the conversation and let go. Free your mind from those things so that your mind is free for thinking about how you can be an even better bimbo, how you can be the best little bimbo you could possibly be. That's right. And as a good little bimbo, you might also, from time to time, feel a little bit submissive to the people around you, especially to the strong and smart people around you. That's right. You might find that you start to fantasize about it, start to fantasize about someone strong, powerful and smart, taking care of you, taking care of a little bimbo like you, and that you just drift off into these fantasies, into these dreams, daydreams, ideas of having someone smart and strong taking care of you so that you can be even more of a little bimbo, so that you can let go even more to your bimbo training. That's right. You will find that those submissive fantasies to the people around you will come more and more frequent. And whenever they do, whenever you daydream about it, you will feel the bimbo pride, the bimbo pleasure, blanking out your mind, helping you to let go even deeper to those fantasies, making them more intense, more vivid, more pleasurable, as you feel the bimbo pride pleasuring you, filling your mind and body with so much pleasure. And the pleasure and the bimbo pride will condition you to fantasize about it more and more often, giving you more and more submissive dreams, submissive desires, like a good little bimbo fantasizing about really smart and strong people taking control over you, turning you into more of a bimbo. And those fantasies will occur more and more often as you're conditioned to have them more and more, because you want to become the best little bimbo you can be. And as a good little bimbo, you will have these submissive fantasies, these fantasies to give control over to a smart and strong person, someone who can take care of you, someone who can look out for you, so that you can become even more of a bimbo, so that you can be the best little bimbo you could possibly be. And while we talk about being the best little bimbo that you can be, you already learned to look your best in Bimbo Pride 2, and now it's time to really give you a desire for makeup. That's right, my little bimbo. You want to look sexy, you want to look hot, you want to look like the best little bimbo you can possibly be. And that's why this file will also give you a desire to wear more and more makeup. That's right, little bimbo. You will learn to want to wear makeup all the time. And you might already feel the desire for makeup starting to grow inside of your bimbo mind. And whenever you even think about makeup, you will feel the bimbo pride rewarding you for it. And over time, this will grow more and more. Every time you see someone with beautiful makeup, you will feel the bimbo pride. You will become very aware of it. You will look at it, wanting to learn from them, so that you can be the best little bimbo you can possibly be. That's right. Every time you see someone with beautiful makeup, you will feel the desire to emulate them. You will feel the desire to wear more makeup yourself, to become better at it, to learn how to turn yourself into the most sexy and beautiful little bimbo that you can possibly be. That's right. And every time you think about it, every time you think about doing makeup or improving your makeup, you will feel the bimbo pride rewarding you. You will feel the pleasure flowing through your body, rewarding you, making you feel so good, making you feel so proud of being a bimbo. And you know you want to be the best bimbo you possibly can be. And the bimbo pride will slowly condition you over time, will make you want to improve your makeup more and more. You want to look perfect. You want to look sexy. You want to be the best bimbo you can be. And every time you think about those things, the bimbo pride will reward you. And every time you do your makeup, you will feel the bimbo pride, the happiness. You will feel so proud of yourself for being such a good little bimbo. You will feel so happy, filled with joy. And every time you improve on your bimbo makeup, you will feel even better, even more bimbo pride, even more happiness, even more joy, conditioning you deeper and deeper into becoming a better and better bimbo. That's right. You're going to be the best little bimbo that you can possibly be, improving all the time, becoming a better and better bimbo. And all those things you learned about in this file, will stick in your bimbo mind, will play through your bimbo mind over and over, just like a broken record. Because you want to be the best bimbo you can possibly be. You want to improve. You want to become a better bimbo. And so they will play over and over through your mind. Your desire to be as sexy as you possibly can be. To learn how to move sexy. To develop a sexy posture. To learn from anyone who moves sexy, who stands sexy. You want to learn. You want to improve. And you want to become more flirtatious. You will be fantasizing about flirting with anyone. Flirting with people. Turning them on. Teasing them. Making them aware of how sexy you are. Of how much of a bimbo you are. And you might already start to fantasize about it. Fantasizing about how they look at you. With lust and desire in their eyes. Lusting for you. Lusting for this little bimbo. This sexy little bimbo. And you will want to flirt with them. You need to flirt with them. You already crave it. And whenever you do, the bimbo pride will reward you. Will condition you. Will make you even more flirtatious. Will push you even further. Make you even more bold. Make you desire to be even more sexy. That's right, little bimbo. And the desire to just let go and play dumb. Play the role of the dumb little bimbo. So you can completely fulfill the bimbo role. So that you make the people around you feel really smart. And even if you know a lot more than they do, it's just so much fun to play dumb. To play the dumb little bimbo. You enjoy it so much, and every time you do, you feel the bimbo pleasure, the bimbo pride, the bimbo happiness, making your mind filled with pleasure, empty, carefree, happy, feeling so good, and so proud of being a bimbo. And you want them to know that you are a bimbo, so you will play the role of the dumb little bimbo. You can just let go and focus all your attention on being a sexy little bimbo, a perfect little bimbo, a happy little bimbo. Those are the things you will think about. That's right, little bimbo. And you will want to improve your makeup. You want to be as sexy as you possibly can be. So you will learn how to improve your makeup, how to be more sexy, how to improve your type, your style, to be even more of a sexy little bimbo. And being a sexy little bimbo will just reinforce all the other parts of your training, helping you to become even more of a little bimbo. That's right. Every time I call you a little bimbo, you feel the bimbo pleasure. So you know that you want to be a little bimbo. You know that you want to improve. And because you know that you want to improve, you allow all my suggestions to sink deeply into your mind, become a permanent part of your bimbo mind. Because you want to be the best bimbo you can possibly be. And the desire to do all of those things is already growing inside of your mind. Growing stronger and stronger, even after this fight is over, with every second, every minute, every hour, every day, you want to be more of a bimbo. You want to become a better and better bimbo. You want to improve. The desire just growing and growing inside of your mind. You want to be the best bimbo that you possibly can be. And because you want to be a better bimbo, you will find that you want to return to this file over and over and over again, so that all my suggestions sink even deeper into your mind, become a permanent part of your bimbo mind, of your bimbo identity, turning you into more of a bimbo. And you want to be the best bimbo you can possibly be. You desire to be a bimbo. You crave to be a bimbo. You need to be a bimbo. You need to be sexy. You need to move sexy, to talk sexy, to become more sexy. You need to improve your makeup. You need to look your best. You need to play the role of a dumb little bimbo. You want all those things. You want people to know that you are a bimbo. You want to be sexy. You want to flirt. You need it. And all those desires sink deeper and deeper into your mind, becoming a permanent part of who you are, turning you into more and more of a bimbo. And now, little bimbo, let all my suggestions sink even deeper, already knowing that you will want to come back and listen over and over again to deepen your bimbo training even more. I'm going to count you out, and with each and every number, all my suggestions sink deeper into your mind, become deeply carved into your thoughts, into your bimbo identity. Now let's begin. Zero, go a little bit deeper as you feel all my suggestions becoming permanent. One, slowly coming back, feeling like a good little bimbo. Two, more and more awake, feeling the bimbo pride flooding your mind. Three, as you drift back up to the surface of your bimbo awareness. 4, feeling the bimbo pride strong as you wake back up. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware, feeling so much like a good little bimbo. And 6, coming back completely, your muscles built up tension again, as the bimbo mind, as the bimbo pride completely fills your mind. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, everything normalizes, as you feel the bimbo pride becoming so strong. 8, completely back, waking up completely. Take a deep breath in with me and let it out. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, feeling the bimbo pride so incredibly strong in your mind, feeling so much pleasure, so much happiness, so happy and carefree. And 9, stretch yourself, little bimbo. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful, and so much like a good little bimbo. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back, my little bimbo. I hope you enjoyed. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to write feedback or contact me via my site. Thank you for listening and goodbye.